There had been whispers of a skinwalker in the local park, but like most warnings born from folklore, no one truly believed them. This time, it was real. The creature moved through the dense forest, its body lean and otherworldly. It stopped only to sink its claws into a deer, tearing through it with ease. But the kill wasn't enough. Not tonight. Unsatisfied, the skinwalker drifted silently toward a nearby subdivision, drawn by the faint warmth of life beyond the trees. But just as it reached the edge of the woods, it heard something, faint voices and laughter echoing back in the forest. Humans. It turned. And returned. There in the dark stood three hikers, their flashlights trembling in their hands. They froze, staring at the grotesque, antlered beast before them when they should have chosen to run. But even if they had, it wouldn't have mattered. The skinwalker struck faster than they could scream. The forest echoed with terror. And then went still again. Elsewhere, a park ranger had just begun his night shift. He moved methodically through the trails, flashlight cutting through the trees. He had heard rumors of people sneaking into the park after hours and was on alert, but nothing could prepare him for what he'd find. That's when he heard it. Not a scream. Not a voice. The sound of something. Eating. He crept toward the noise with growing unease. What he found was gut-wrenching, bodies, torn and scattered, their faces twisted in frozen horror. His hand trembled as he reached for his radio. Dispatch, I need. But he never finished. The skinwalker had been watching from the shadows. Before the ranger could even react, it lunged. He tried to draw his weapon, but the creature was faster, too fast. The fight lasted only seconds. Another soul lost to the dark. To the skinwalker, this was nothing unusual. Just another routine night. And as the first light of dawn touched the forest floor, the creature vanished once more into the trees, waiting.